present Nelson Eddy. It's a pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 Business Managed Electric Companies, with Robert Ambrose in the orchestra, and starring Nelson Eddy.
There's a town you love of, you hear a lot of in West Point Barracks today. When the North Valley, it wakes us early and drags us out of the hay.
Hey, hey!
Oh, it's far from sweet and musical.
And it's made of the proud and gay.
Till they drop the curtain, there's one thing certain, that town will never forget. For you may journey here and yonder, where the ends of nowhere start. But however far you wander, it still will echo in your heart. Till the last great days are falling, and life's long, long hike is through, you'll hear the West Point bugle calling across the world to you.
Everybody. That was Sigmund Romberg's West Point song from Rosalie. And this is Nelson Eddy and Company. Happy to meet you once again on the Electric Hour. This afternoon, Robert Armbruster, Frank Graham, and I are playing host to three young ladies who play harp.
Angels with pretty faces. Not only look like angels, Frank, they play out of this world.
Yes, Bob, they're the harps of swing. But where are they? I wanted to introduce them.
Well, the last I saw them, they were out front standing around in line.
They have such nice lines to stand around in, too.
We sound like three minds with but a single thought. About three harps that beat as one. Anyway, Frank, you go out and find the girls and I'll sing my next song. I'm falling in love with someone.
Which one?
The one on the... I'm falling in love with someone is the name of the song. It's from Naughty Marietta and by Victor Herbert. I have a very strange feeling I never felt before. It's a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression. My pulses leak madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling you truly. I'm gay without cause, then sad without cause. My spirit's a truly unruly, for I'm falling in love with someone, girl. I'm falling in love with someone, heard of what? Yes, I
Nelson, can we introduce the guests now?
Not yet, Frank. This is where Robert Armbrust and the orchestra present their number. A little later, we'll get around to hearing the harps to swing.
Well, Bob and I can hardly wait.
To hear them?
To get around them. You know, we're very interested in harps.
The harp is one of the oldest musical instruments.
Is that so, Bob?
Yes, it's referred to in fairy tales like Jack and the Beanstalk, played by the Irish bards in the Middle Ages.
Well, it goes back to biblical days. King David played the harp. Even the ancient Greeks played it.
Well, strictly speaking, Frank, the instrument played by the Greeks was not a harp. It was a lyre. The Greek instrument had only 7 strings.
So a few strings should make a lyre out of it? It was related to the harp, and it's mentioned in mythology.
You don't say.
Yes, its origins are lost in antiquity.
Sounds to me like you two got lost in the encyclopedia.
Well, we have been doing a little research. Heard the girls rehearsing and got interested.
In the harp for the girls?
The harp.
Oh.
But we're trying to be up to date when we talk to the girls.
And when you're talking to the girls, you try to date them up.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Well, it won't work.
Won't work.
It won't?
No, you can't get anywhere telling those girls the harp probably originated in the twang of a bowstring.
Well, how do you know?
I've already tried it.
I guess Bob and I'd better get a new approach, huh?
You can work on it while Bob carries on with the next number. It's Let Me Love You Tonight, played by Robert Armbrust and the orchestra.
I'll just sit right over here, okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Hey, who in the world is that? A friend of yours?
I never saw him before in my life. I thought he was a friend of yours.
Probably some New Year's Eve crank. Pardon me, young man, but just...
Wait. Wait till I get this cotton out of my ears. I can't hear a word you say.
Cotton?
Mm.
What's the idea of coming in here with cotton stopped up in your ears?
I hate music.
Oh, huh? Well, what are you doing here?
What am I doing? Waiting for the commercial. I just love electricity.
Well, I sort of like it myself. And you'll be interested to know it's getting cheaper all the time. In fact, if yours is an average American household...
Well, it certainly is.
Yes, well, then you're getting about twice as much electricity for your money as you did 15 years ago. Of course, if your bills seem about the same or a little higher, there's a reason for that. You've probably got an electric clock, a refrigerator, vacuum cleaner, radio, toaster, percolator, and various other push-button conveniences that you didn't have 15 years ago.
My gosh, that's true.
Yeah, so you see, your household electricity is an all-time bargain. And it's been made a bargain by sound, experienced, progressive management on the part of the men and women who operate America's electric light and power companies, such as those that sponsor this electric hour. At one place in the opera for Sudanov, a character named Varlam staggers on stage to sing a rousing song about a mighty military victory which the Russians had won over the Tartars. Nelson Eddy now sings the song, The Siege of Kazan, by Mussorgsky.
By the walls of Kazan, a mighty stronghold, Taliban with his soldiers he made merry. Kazan. He drove mines and tunnels deep under the wide river bed. Kept the Tartars on the ramparts wide awake day and night. Turning to a Taliban, their faces pale with pride. Wicked Tartar but the great Tsar stole and ground his teeth. And his head on his shoulders sank, he pondered lost in thought. Then he called his 30 cannoneers up, and he bid them stand with fuse in hand, stand with fuse in hand. Now the fuses are lit, they sputter, sparks and smoke, and the serpents come forward with their powder cake. Now the cakes are set a-rolling down the mine, they roll away, rolling faster, faster, reach the goal with a bang, go off. See the wicked Tartars toppling, they are sick and sore, hear them shriek and yell with all their might. See them in their thousands lying all around, 40,000 bodies to the ground, and 3,000 more. But was the fate of Kazan the mighty stronghold?
As you may have gathered from my earlier conversation with Bob and Frank, our guests on the Electric Hour this afternoon are the Hops of Swing. And without any further ado, we want you to meet the Misses.
Good afternoon. I'm Miriam.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Halkey.
And we're smitten. Yeah, just about everybody's smitten once they've heard these girls. Around Hollywood, they're famous for their Saturday night appearances at the Maskers. That's an actors' club, and every weekend, a different actor pays for the privilege of being host to a party of several hundred servicemen. And the featured act at these functions is the Hops of Swing.
What a sight for G.I.s.
Yeah, three harps all going at once.
Oh, who looks at the harps? Anyway, it was at one of these Saturday night functions at the Maskers that I first met the girls. In fact, we were on the same bill together.
Bet you asked them up to supper afterwards.
Sure I did. But we didn't go after all.
Why not? Wouldn't they go for a separate check?
No, not that, Bob. It was just that they wanted me to carry their harps. Have you ever tried to carry three harps?
No, but I'll try her right now.
Where you go trying to play these things?
William, say hello, G-Rod. Halkey studied at Georgian Conservatory in Indianapolis. And Bonnie studied at the Chicago Conservatory.
You see, Bob, they all have classic backgrounds.
Pretty classy foregrounds, too. Cute, vivacious, pretty.
Frank, we're trying to find out how the girls became the Hops of Swing.
We've been working in a stage show, Nelson, and about a year ago, we thought we'd try putting a harp trio together.
Well, you did a good job of it.
Yes, I've seldom seen a trio so well put together.
Frank, we want to interview the young ladies, if you don't mind.
Well, not at all, as long as I can out of view. Anyone who saw the trio in Ghost Catchers with Olsen and Johnson will know what I mean.
Frank, that'll do. Bob and I are trying to tell our listeners something about the girls.
Well, so am I. Our listeners are interested in things like their arrangements. So am I.
And they're also waiting to hear the girls play.
So am I.
For their number, the Hops of Swing are going to play a medley of Lady Be Good and Dark Eyes. And here it is. It's played by Miriam, Bonnie, and Halkey The Hops a Swing.
Wasn't that something?
Yes, it was, Frank. And our thanks to the Hops a Swing for joining us this afternoon on the Electric Hour. We're glad they brought their hops to the party.
Glad when someone asked them to play.
It's going to be tough to follow that act.
Oh, I don't know. I'd follow them any place.
There's a switch on Hoppo, Mark. He's a harp player who chases girls, but you chase girl harp players.
Say, that calls for a change in subject, Nelson. In response to many requests, Nelson Eddy sings a Cole Porter song, which has long been recognized as a classic in popular music. It's Begin the Begin.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night, a tropical blend. Back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the heart seems a bit swaying. The joys we had tasted,
And now when I hear people say that dance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. Oh, don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was won, the fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin, the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin, the beginning. Make them play.
Say to Miles Halliday, millions of American boys from Leyte to the Rhineland could hardly say it was. To them, a holiday is a pleasant dream, something to think about at night as you lay your head in the mud and try to sleep. They're out there doing a job, today, tomorrow, every day. Discomfort, danger, and death are the daily routine. Good food and a warm bed are relics of the past, of a place called home. Someone say holiday? Not for thousands of you war plant workers. You'll be on the job tomorrow, too. Neither will there be a holiday for many of those who supply electricity for factory, shipyard, and home. All over America, there are men and women who will give up their holiday so the essential work of the world may go on and to speed the day of victory. And to those who are doing most to that end, to all our fighting men in every corner of the globe, we say thanks. And may 1945 see you home again.
As our share in helping you speed the parting year and welcome in the new, I'd like to sing a gay Welsh melody, Nos Calan, one of the oldest and best of New Year carols. And if my Welsh will hold out just a little longer, I'll say Happy New Year. Bure Nuida. La 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 la
Nelson Eddy will be back in just a moment.
Your host for the Electric Hour at the same time each week are 160 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they've joined to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rationed.
Eddie again. Last year at this time, I was in darkest Africa with our boys. Had a right good party with them New Year's Eve, too. I can't help recalling their fine spirit. And since our program is now being shortwave to them, I'd like to just say hello and wish all of them a happy New Year. Next week, Robert Armbrust and the orchestra, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our guest will be Reese Saxon, a very attractive young lady with a lovely voice. And I think you'll enjoy the program we've planned for you. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Happy New Year.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.